Welcome to Be Truly Heard with me, coach and voice expert Anne Leatherland. If you're a woman in business looking to speak with authority, warmth and authenticity, this is the podcast for you. We'll explore valuable personal growth strategies alongside vocal skills, so you can overcome confidence barriers and communicate what's inside. Your voice matters. It's time to be truly heard. Hello, you're listening to Be Truly Heard with me, your host, Anne Leatherland. I think that was fairly well paced. What if I'd said, though, hello, you're listening to Be Truly Heard with me, your host, Anne Leatherland? Or what if I'd said, hello, you're listening to Be Truly Heard with me, your host, Anne Leatherland? What would be the effect then? I hope no one tunes into those, by the way, and thinks they're my normal pacing, but I'll take the risk and make the point. It's very different, isn't it, if we pace something differently? It has a different effect on us. That leads me neatly into this week's topic, the power of pace. How we pace ourselves in speaking can make a huge difference, actually, to how our message is received and understood, and to whether or not people engage with it. Yes, you may be saying, I know about pacing, I've heard that one before, I mustn't go too quickly, and I must slow down at all costs. Well, yes, in fairness, that's part of the example I gave you. And generally, we do speak too quickly when we're presenting, and the idea is to allow people to process what we say, so slowing down is always a good thing. There is, however, much more to it than just that. For one thing, our pacing is linked, just as other aspects of our voice are, to how we feel inside. It conveys energy and emotion. Here's the thing, though. If we can control our pacing, we can make our audience feel the things that we want them to or need them to. It works both ways. We can then have maximum influence with what we're going to say. Let me give you an example. If you're feeling a bit down and fed up, your energy may be low and your pacing may be a little bit slower than it normally would be, which would give the effect of you perhaps not being quite on top of the material or not being sure, especially if you put the odd and in there, and they can happen. If you feel confident, though, that you can control your pacing, you can move things along a little bit and suddenly you'll feel the energy working within yourself. You'll start to feel better within yourself and be able to put that forward. We can do similar things if what we're saying is too fast. We can calm ourselves down and help ourselves to feel a bit better in the process. What makes pace, then? Well, yes, we've just said it's something about speed, isn't it? It's something about tempo. It is, but I'm going to give you a few practical examples as I go along here now to give you the idea of what I'm talking about. So I've made up a sentence. Freddie bought me some flowers. I was very surprised. I'm going to do this now with the first thing that plays into pacing, and that's tempo or speed. Let me beat time. So two sets of four clicks. Freddie bought me some flowers. I was very surprised. That's tempo. I'm staying within those clicks. I could take that up a bit. I could make those clicks faster. Freddie bought me some flowers. I was very surprised. That's tempo. And that can be effective. The energy feels greater when I take the tempo up. But to speak at that tempo all the time to get energy might make people feel a little bit worn out. And also they wouldn't necessarily understand what you were saying or process it in the way that they need to. Speech is musical. And tempo is just one aspect of that. Pitch, that we've already mentioned in another podcast, is another. But what goes along with tempo, and I think people don't often realise, is something called rhythm. so we can keep a rhythm within that tempo. Let me work a little bit with that. Freddie bought me some flowers. I was very surprised. I kept the same rhythm of the speech within each four clicks. Da-da, da-da-da, da-da. Da-da, da-da-da-da. So we have long and short syllables within the speech. There are also gaps, aren't there, in between the words themselves and in between the two parts of the sentence. So rhythm is about that, not just what we do with the tempo. Here's a couple of other rhythms for you to think about. So I'm going to try and keep them in a steady four again, so my tempo's the same. Freddie bought me some flowers. I was very surprised. That's being a little bit more stabby or spiky with the rhythm. Some words are longer and some words are shorter because I make them so. And the result is something that's a bit more pointed. Let's try another one. Freddie bought me some flowers. I was very surprised. And again, it has a subtly different meaning, doesn't it? We do this all the time when we speak. But if you can control the way that you want to put that across, then people will start to understand you more fully and be more on your side when you're making your points. Another thing linked to rhythm is making gaps. Gaps between words, gaps between different parts of the sentences, and gaps between sentences themselves. You may call them pauses. Sometimes they're long, sometimes they're shorter. But if we can place a pause really well, then it can lead people to think, it can lead them to follow us on our journey in our storytelling. Freddie bought me some flowers. I did that one across two sets of clicks because I wanted time for a much longer pause. I still kept the overall tempo the same in the sense that I'm still thinking that rate of speaking. Freddie bought me some flowers. The gap was after Freddie. That leaves us thinking, well, what did Freddie do? What's interesting about that? What's going to come next? Rather than the straight fire, Freddie bought me some flowers. So it's about fitting in those pauses where we want them to go. That's part of the rhythm. Then there's duration. And by this, I mean the duration of the actual sounds that we make. These add to the emphasis of the words and also to the meaning of separate words. Let me see if I can show you that in the sentences. Let's say that the F, the F of Freddie, took up more time in the word than the rest of the sounds in that word, the rest of the vowels and consonants in it. Then that would give me a different feeling again. I'm challenging myself now because I'm trying to keep the tempo the same. Freddie bought me some flowers. I was very surprised. I hope that came across on the mic, but Freddie bought me some flowers. Freddie. If I make that F sound for a bit longer than I normally would, then it gives the impression of Freddie, of all people. Freddie bought me some flowers. That was better, so that you get the idea. I could do it with the vowels if I wanted to as well. Let's take I was very surprised. And if I elongate the air sound in very, then it gives us a different idea. I was very surprised. I was very surprised. So very becomes more emphasized. And it becomes the important word in that part of the sentence. And it means that it totally took me aback. as opposed to Freddie bought me some flowers. I was very surprised. Which is a sort of delighted surprise. I hope that's gone across fairly clearly and that you see the points I'm making. We have the tempo, the rhythm, and the duration of sounds. More about those gaps and pauses. What if you find yourself wanting to say or a lot? We've just seen how making a pause can cause people to think something else or lead them to make a judgment or an assessment of what's being said or guess what's coming next. If you do first of all, it tells people that you're a little bit unsure. And secondly, it breaks up the rhythm of the message that you're trying to deliver. So having planned pauses in what you want to say can really help. If you feel that you're losing your thread a bit, then slow down, change the tempo, breathe in and out, and continue. It's much better than lots of ums and ahs and rushing through because you're not quite sure whether it's going to go right or what you're going to say next. It's practice as well, of course, and we all do it sometimes. I actually hold with the idea that no ums and ahs at all can sound a little bit inhuman. So don't worry about the odd one. How can you help yourself with all of this then, with this pacing, you know, this tempo, this rhythm, and this duration of words and adding emphasis? Well, listen to yourself. Either record and listen back, or better yet, get someone to listen to you and give you feedback. Here are some questions for you to think about. What's your typical tempo? Is it steady all the time? Or do you vary it? Or have you never noticed? Now's the time to start noticing. What's your typical rhythm? Is it spiky and quick fire? Do you tend to speak like this? Or is it smooth and measured? Again, can you vary it to give a different feel and to bring passion to parts of what you're saying when you want to? How do you use your words? Can you bring meaning to them by pacing? It's really worth the practice. It's really worth gaining awareness of these things. You can read out loud or you can practice a few sentences from a presentation. We've looked then at the three things that make up pacing: tempo, rhythm, and sound durations. Perhaps you can think of more. If you do, then let us know. Explore this week's ideas and let us know how you get on as well. Don't forget the Facebook group, the Be Truly Heard Forum. Pop along there and apply to join us if you'd like to join in the conversation. Next time, we'll be looking at something that we all need in order to speak confidently and well, and that's inner strength. So don't forget to listen. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of Be Truly Heard. Please look out for future episodes and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow me on LinkedIn, Anne Leatherland, or learn more at annleatherland.co.uk. If you have questions and comments about speaking with confidence, I'd love to hear from you and will respond in future episodes. Be Truly Heard is brought to you by Vocal Intuition and produced by The Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Anne Leatherland. Bye for now.